It's Monday, March 18th, 2024, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. The 2024 economic paradox, rising inflation concerns, clash with surging small business optimism. CompTIA's report unveils a surge in the IT channel's optimism for AI and tech services growth. And Microsoft's Copilot strategy, Musk's open source gambit, and OpenAI's App Store hurts. This is the Business of Tech. Today's episode is supported by Huntress. You want to focus on your clients and are always looking for ways to get more time. Use Huntress's fully managed cybersecurity platform to fight off cyber threats. Huntress is more than cybersecurity software for endpoints and identities. It's a 24/7 security operations center. It's security awareness training, community engagement, and dedicated partner support with an average CSAT score of 99.3%. Technology can only get you so far. Human expertise is what's needed to truly elevate and protect small businesses, and you get that with Huntress. Secure your clients and help them thrive with the number one rated EDR for SMBs on G2. Visit huntress.com/MSPradio to find out more. Let's start the week with a market review. The Russell 2000, a proxy for small businesses, was down last week. The S&P 600, which looks at the smallest companies, was also down. Both saw drops on Thursday. SBA reports show a surge in confidence among small business owners and consumers under the Biden-Harris administration, with inflation falling, recession fears subsiding, and consumer spending rising. Economic optimism among small businesses has hit a 22-year high, with the majority of business owners feeling optimistic about the national economy. The latest inflation report suggests that the disinflation trend of 2023 may have stalled in early 2024. Elevated inflation readings in January and February raised doubts about the narrative that inflation has been quashed and interest rate cuts are imminent. Gasoline prices surged, commodity prices showed signs of increase, and services inflation remains a concern. Inflation in February saw a year-over-year increase of 3.2%, higher than January's 3.1%. The consumer price index also increased by 0.4% month over month. The core CPI, excluding food and energy prices, increased by 3.8% year over year. The food index showed a 2.2% increase, while the energy index saw a decline of 1.9%. The shelter index increased by 0.4%, and the job market showed an increase in the unemployment rate to 3.9%. Average hourly earnings rose by 4.3%. Early data suggests that U.S. consumer spending may weaken despite a strong job market and rising wages. Retail sales bounced back slightly in February, but January's drop was worse than initially estimated. Other indicators, such as slowing employment for those without a college education and increased credit card and auto loan delinquencies, also hint at a loss of momentum in consumer spending. According to Castle Systems office swipe data for 10 major metros, office occupancy levels on the busiest day of the week are at a 62% level of their February 2020 average. But more on that tomorrow. Why do we care? First, I want to highlight the Russell 2000 and S&P 600. The Russell 2000 is a stock market index that measures the performance of the 2,000 smallest companies included in the Russell 3000 index. London's FTSE Russell Group manages it, and is widely regarded as a bellwether of the U.S. economy due to its focus on smaller companies that operate primarily in the U.S. market. The S&P 600 is a stock market index established by S&P Global Ratings that covers the small cap range of American stocks. It's a capitalization-weighted index, meaning that the market capitalization of each company determines its weight in the index. I'm going to work to include this data in our analysis and consider those short-term. The Russell, for example, is broadly up for the year. Small businesses are optimistic for the year, and the uncertainty is around inflation and interest rates. Companies might need to reassess their cost structures, pricing strategies, and financial planning to navigate potential fluctuating costs and consumer price sensitivities. That will be industry-specific, so as always, know your customers. We also have the latest State of the Channel report from CompTIA. IT channel companies are optimistic about the growth potential of technology services, business solutions, and generative AI. The report reveals that companies see the increasing complexity of technology and the availability of AI tools as key drivers for customer demand. Additionally, the shift from products to services is becoming more prominent, with IT services projected to have the highest spending in 2024. Rich Freeman over at Channelholic dove into it, and here are some of the highlights of the data. Only 25% of channel firms offer automation services, including AI. However, this number is expected to rise, with 47% of these firms planning to sell generative AI solutions this year. Among partners whose businesses are in a better shape now than 2 years ago, 55% plan to sell AI this year, compared to 32% of partners in worse shape. Competition and pricing pressure, particularly from online marketplaces like AWS and Microsoft, are the primary factors driving down profits and revenue for partners. 36% of partners view these marketplaces as their main competition, although this is less than the 49% reported in older research. Other significant competitors include other channel firms at 40%, vendors going direct at 35%. 29% of partners are enrolled in 1 to 4 programs, and 11% are enrolled in none. However, partners are increasingly satisfied with their vendors, with 33% reporting high satisfaction, up from 18% last year. Channel leaders in the IT industry are feeling positive about the market conditions, with optimism levels reaching a 5-year high, according to a survey by Algliatus. The survey also highlighted the growing interest in artificial intelligence and the need for businesses to prioritize efforts in areas such as emerging technology, company culture, sustainability, and customer experience. Bridging the gap between leadership and employees, adopting innovative technologies, and demonstrating a sustainability strategy are key challenges for channel players. Why do we care? IT service providers not yet offering AI solutions. It's time to explore and integrate these technologies into your portfolio. That's my take. That doesn't necessarily mean AI in everything. It's about something versus nothing. Develop a clear vision and strategy for integrating AI into your business at whatever speed works for you. Microsoft is asking investors to temper their expectations for quick financial returns from Copilot, emphasizing the need to convince customers that the substantial monthly cost is worth it. While testers have mixed feelings about Copilot's usefulness and price tag, Microsoft believes it justifies the price point in scenarios involving sophisticated information retrieval and task completion in Office 365, Teams, and Outlook. However, other portfolio parts, such as Excel and PowerPoint, are still in the learning phase. Microsoft is focused on helping customers realize the value of Copilot and building a business case based on time savings and productivity enhancements. They are optimistic that Copilot will be profitable as a venture in the long term. Elon Musk has open-sourced the code for his AI chatbot, Grok. This move is part of the ongoing battle between Musk and OpenAI over the control of the future of AI. The controversy over open-sourcing generative AI has divided the tech world, with Musk advocating for transparency, while others argue for guarding the technology. Musk aims to level the playing field by open-sourcing his code and compete with OpenAI's popular chatbot. The model, weights, and architecture were released, not the training data, under the Apache 2.0 license. Per reports in The Information, OpenAI's chatbot App Store, launched by CEO Sam Altman, has had a slow start. Developers offering chatbots through the store have reported a lack of customers and limited support from OpenAI. Access to the store is currently limited to paying customers of ChatGPT, and developers are not yet able to charge for their apps. Third-party plugins for ChatGPT have been found to pose a security risk, allowing unauthorized access to sensitive data. Security flaws within ChatGPT and its ecosystem enable attackers to install malicious plugins without user consent, potentially hijacking accounts on third-party websites. OpenAI has taken steps to address these issues, including discontinuing the installation of new plugins. Additionally, researchers have discovered an LLM side-channel attack that exploits token length to extract encrypted responses from AI assistants, highlighting the need for countermeasures to protect sensitive information shared in private AI assistant conversations. Why do we care? The trait idea is that companies should focus on building and communicating clear business cases for the AI. Why do we care? The trite idea is that companies should focus on building and communicating clear business cases for their AI offerings. Now, that isn't wrong. Instead, I'd offer that being the guide for customers to examine, evaluate, and review AI business cases is the consulting opportunity to take advantage of. Today's stories cover a spectrum of business models. Will you make money on applications like Copilot? That one looks broadly true. Or implementing models like Grok directly? Probably less so. Will there be money in app stores like OpenAI's? All for this, which that one seems least likely. Isn't one answer here, and that's a feature, not a bug. Hey, software vendors, interested in supporting the show and getting recognized in a simple way? Want to try out podcast recognition, but concerned about the budget? Want to support the community and get credit for it? Want critical link backs to your website? Want access to me for answering your questions? The Business of Tech now has a Patreon supporter option just for you. Sign up at patreon.com/MSP Radio and get shout outs on the live shows, recognition on the Business of Tech website, and access to me for your questions and answers about what's going on in the MSP space for your organization. It's easy to do. Just sign up at patreon.com/MSP Radio. Thanks for listening. Today, National Sloppy Joe Day. Because that one takes us back to school, right? Have a question you want answered? Take listener questions, send them, ideally as a voice memo or video, to question@mspradio.com. I answer listener questions live each week on our Wednesday live show on YouTube and LinkedIn, this week, 3 p.m. on Wednesday. You got a thought or a comment? Put it in the comments if you're on YouTube, or reach out on LinkedIn if you're listening to the podcast. Talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines, posted at businessof.tech. If you like the content, please make sure to hit that like button, follow, or subscribe. It's free and easy and the best way to support the show and help us grow. You can also check out our Patreon, where you can join the Business of Tech community at patreon.com/MSP Radio, or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. Finally, if you're interested in advertising on the show, visit mspradio.com/engage. Once again, thanks for listening to me, and I will talk to you again on our next episode of The Business of Tech.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.